Hi, I'm Jen Storer, and you're listening to the Girl and Duck podcast, Creative Writing, Creative Life. My goodness, but the light here this morning is divine. Like, I think it might literally be divine. There's this golden light just pouring into the house. I think it might be to do with the cloud cover and all the rain that we've had, and there's a lot of reflection and refraction and all those sorts of things going on, so that the light that's now peeking through, because the rain has gone, so the light that's now coming through is just, it's just seeped in gold. It's just beautiful gold, and then, you know, all the green, everything's so lush, which is so unusual here in summertime. So it's that kind of a day, because today is himself's first day back at work, at his real job. He works for me as well. Ch-ch, that's my whip. He works for me, for Girl and Duck. He works with me. And I can tell you what, that does give him a lot of work. The poor love. But he's gone back to his real job today. It's Tuesday here, by the way. Happy Tuesday to you. And the builders are back. So that's good too. They've been off for the weekend and for Monday because of the weather. But they are back on board very early, actually. So they're out there, and I've just been out and had a yak to the builder, and he has been to the salvage yard and sourced some wonderful hardwood that we're going to use in the outdoor part of the studio, because it's going to have like a patio-y thing on the side of it, where one can sit and contemplate, have coffee and contemplation. So that will be a lovely outdoor area. But he sourced some lovely hardwood beams for that, which will have some offcuts. So we were talking about using some of those offcuts for shelving and whatnot. So it's just this beautiful creative adventure that is flowing. Somebody left a message in my Insta last week asking me how it's going and whether I was stressed or anything. And I've got to say, I am so far from stress doesn't even enter my head. Like, it's just... it's just all unfolding at its own pace, and just flowing, and there's just not a hint of any stress around it, just excitement, I suppose. It's kind of hard to believe that it's actually going to happen, and, you know, anyway, I don't want to crap on about it, but I'm just so excited about getting all my bookcases set up and getting my, I like to have a and this is what I had back in Melbourne, and when I had a studio here in the country too, I also had a studio downtown for a year. And if I've got a big enough space, I like to have an analog desk and a tech desk, so two desks. And I think I picked this up from the fellow who wrote Steal Like an Artist. Can't remember his name now. Aston somebody or other. Anyway, if you haven't got Steal Like an Artist, why haven't you got it? You need to get that book. But anyway, he talked about having, I think it was him that talked about having an analog desk and techie desk. And that works so beautifully for me, because then I can sit at my techie desk and do my Girl and Duck work, because that's basically all computer. I use a lot of Canva in that, a lot of creating of slides and stuff for the courses that I create as well, but also for the duck pond, lots of graphics going in there. There's lots of computer stuff, and also the communications, of course, are all done by computer and Zoom. So that part of my life, and writing stories and novels and whatnot, is all on computer. But then the other side that, of course, that I love to do is to draw and paint and all that sort of stuff. So to have an analog desk that's just devoted to that, and also devoted to handwriting, you know, and editing, is just really, really great. And also that analog desk can then also be my morning pages area, where I can sit and make it a little sacred space, where I can write early in the morning. So I'm really looking forward to having that division in spaces again. I've worked out where my analog desk will go, and I've worked out where my tech desk will go, and all the different PowerPoints and the lighting. You know, I've really figured out how I want the lighting to go in terms of window placement and that, for especially for the analog desk, so that I get a lot of light on the painting and drawing and sketching and journaling area. So that'll be really, really good. So what have I got for you today? I really just got a chat, you know. I do want to say this. Someone sent me a newsletter this morning with something from Confucius in it. It says something about, you know, doesn't matter how slow you go, as long as you just keep moving. And that's really my motto. And I also just want to share with you, like, if sometimes you drop the ball and you don't feel like creating, then don't. You're still moving. Even if you're not actually sitting there doing it, you're still moving. If your heart's still with it and it's still in your subconscious and it's still your goal and it's still your desire and it's still your passion, then you're actually still moving, even though you may not be physically doing the task. And this goes for a lot of things, I think. You know, morning pages for me. If you don't know about morning pages, it's something that Julia Cameron sort of is credited with way back in The Artist's Way, way back when. And that's when I started morning pages, when I first read that book back in the 90s. And I was religious with morning pages. So it's just three foolscap pages of free stream of consciousness writing every morning before anything else. Before anything else, and before you speak to anybody. That's the ideal. And for me, that was the absolute key to unblocking my creativity. Well, I didn't even know that my creativity was blocked, because I didn't see myself as a creative person until I got hold of The Artist's Way and started doing morning pages. And morning pages is not about writing. That's a very, very thing you have to get really clear. It's not about writing per se. It's not about the quality of what comes out. It's just about pen to paper and generation of ideas, just generation of energy and connection, I think, connection to the creative flow. If you want to call it divine, then you can call it that. Just flow, you want to call it that, whatever. But for me, it's like over the years, it's definitely become more of a connection with the divine. And so you just let it all flow out of you. And so when I first discovered that, I did that for at least 6 years without a breath, really. I just never stopped. I just loved it. And it really helped me to get in flow. Once again, I'm watching Beatrice. She is across the road chasing moths or butterflies in the long grass. She's just, this is like this little white beacon in this green landscape, white and ginger beacon jumping around, and she's having a great old time. Country cats, hey, they have a good life. But I do wish she would stay within our boundary. It's very distressing. Anyway, I trust that she will come back. She's heading back towards the house now. Here she comes. David's not here to chase her. Leaping and frolicking. So yeah, so morning pages, it's a beautiful thing, and it really helped me, and I was really diligent about it. Well, I didn't even have to be diligent, I just loved doing it so much. It just came easily and it became a part of who I was. And I was very resentful, actually, if I didn't get to do morning pages, like if something went wrong in my routine or something interrupted me or someone interrupted that precious time, it would make me quite cranky, because it was really great for my mental health. And then as the years went by, I put it down and didn't didn't feel the need to do it as much. And sometimes I would do morning pages in the afternoon or morning pages before bed. Sometimes even morning pages in the middle of the night, you know, just if it was really bad and I couldn't sleep, I might get up and just, you know, do some morning pages. But so the last few years, morning pages for me has been just on calling, you know. When I've got a calling, I'll do them. And this morning I had that calling. Actually, through the night I had it. I just knew when I woke up in the middle of the night, oh, I'm going to do morning pages tomorrow. I really need to pour out some stuff and figure out some stuff and just be with the page. And so that's what I did this morning. And I had so many breakthroughs and so many insights, really key insights into where I want to head this year and to what has been stirring inside me. Really deep inside me, and it's like, you know, this something's been trying to come through, and I've been trying to birth something, but I've known it's outside my comfort zone, but I haven't really known what it is until this morning when I did morning pages. So but again, you know, it's morning pages is really too about you know, it's like the building of the studio. Flow with it. Don't dictate to it what, don't tell it what it needs to do. Don't give it a task. Don't give morning pages the task of, you know, fixing you or giving you solutions right there and then. Just trust that the process of doing morning pages is enough. You know, just getting there, sitting down. I like to light a candle. And I like to do it with the lights really, really low, if possible only by candlelight. Not possible in summer because it's light here by about 5:30, 5:45, I think. But the light's still really soft, and I think that's really nice because it's really good for your just subduing that sort of conscious mind that wants to take control of everything. So it's nice to have subdued lighting as well when you do your morning pages, and so it just feels softer and your focus is softer, and your will is a little bit softer, you know. Your ego is not as strong and trying to control things and trying to dictate how it should be working. The inner critic is perhaps a little bit more quiet. If you can just have this sort of sacred, quiet, subdued space in which to do your morning pages. And again, that was really important for me as a single mum too, because there was no time to myself once my son was awake and up, no time at all. So for me to get up before him and have morning pages was just a goddess send. So that's what I've got for you today. Just really a little chat about morning pages, just trusting the process again, trusting the process, not berating yourself if you're not actually actively creating at the moment. It's still January. It's still, you know, the whole of January really is a topsy-turvy month. People are on holidays, the mood is different, there's a lot going on, so good and bad. And so just be gentle with yourself and know that as long as you still have that little passion in your heart, that the creativity will start to flow again if it's not flowing at the moment. And think about, if you don't do morning pages, think about maybe buying yourself a nice A4 journal down at the newsagents. You know, don't you love doing that? And having a crack at doing morning pages, remembering that it's not about writing, it's not about the quality of the writing, it's about the gesture, and it's about sitting in the quiet with yourself and connecting to the creative flow and the creative flow of the matrix of thought that sort of governs the universe and holds us all together. All right, have a beautiful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website, girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer. That's JenEStorer.